This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hi, who's this?
This is Esmeralda.
Oh, hey, Esmeralda. Thanks for giving me a call back. Can I put you on hold? I'll bring up your file.
Yes, that's fine.
Fantastic. Give me a second here, please. Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. I know I spoke with you and your husband. Is he with you by any chance, or are you in different areas?
Yeah, I'm in different areas.
Okay, so I've got your documents for the funding for the capital. Before I sent them in, I double-checked all the numbers, and I wanted to go over some information because, like I said, I don't like to put any pressure on people. When I was speaking with your husband, I was looking at the numbers in my system, and I double-checked them. The numbers I quoted you for 36 months for the cooler are accurate. The numbers I quoted you for 60 months for the cooler are inaccurate. I quoted you guys a payment of, I think, $477 a month for the cooler for 60, and that was an inaccurate number, and I just have to, you know, apologize. I got the wrong data. The payment on that for 60 is $499.84, so it's a difference of about $20, $22 per month. I just wanted you to be aware of that and throw that out there and see if you were still interested in moving forward. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. How would it work with the paying? How much? Because your husband's concern and your concern was how much money do we pay? How much goes out of your pocket to pay the supplier? So
yes.
The equipment is about $17,600. If we finance the $11,000, you'll have to pay them about that $6,600 difference up front. Additionally, we would most likely have to collect the tax amount on that difference to show that taxes were collected. The way that works is on the $11,000 lease, we collect the tax on a monthly basis. But for the difference, we have to collect it up front. So I ran some quick numbers using a 7% rate at $6,500. You're looking at about $420 there. You'd be looking at about $499 times two, do it signing to us, plus about the $300 documentation fee. So the total amount due at signing would be about $1,300 plus that tax difference, which is about $400. So that'd be about $1,700. Plus we have to collect the tax on the first and last payment, which is 7% of $1,000. So it's $70. So the numbers that you'd actually have due at signing, I quoted you guys around $1,350. But I was unaware of the tax issue, so it's actually going to be closer to $1,800. I'm not going to ask you guys to make a decision now. I just want to walk you through the numbers before you decide if you want to move forward.
Okay. I'll be with my husband here in like 30 minutes. I guess we'll give you a call back here.
Yeah, feel free to give me a call. I'm not going to send your documents in until you guys clarify. Obviously, you're the customer, so... I just got the wrong data. The number for 36 months is completely accurate. Just human error. They put the wrong data in for the 60-month term for the startup program, which I can only apologize on behalf. Other than that, I will just wait for your call, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So you got it. I'm here to help. Bye-bye.